How does this work, Peter, sending a picture on a cell phone?
Well, it's truly remarkable the way the technology has advanced to the point where they're able to create a phone roughly the size of a deck of cards, really not much bigger than the cell phones we're accustomed to seeing, that has a camera in it. Physically, the phone pretty much looks the same. The screen on the cell phone acts as both a viewfinder, as we're accustomed to seeing in a camera, and a display for once the picture is taken. So you just simply are sort of looking at your camera or your phone, training it on what you want to take a picture of, snap the button, and then the picture is stored in the phone. Then there is a very simple feature on most of these phones where you just simply are sending the picture either to another user who has a properly equipped cell phone or to somebody's email account. Really fairly straightforward, and as with these things, probably will get even easier to use through time.
Why are these camera phones being offered at all? I mean, are mobile phone users demanding the service?
In a word, no. The interesting kind of feature of the cellular phone industry is that most things that happen nowadays in that world are in response to the literally hundreds of billions of dollars that these cell phone companies have spent on making their networks capable of sending more than just simply voice phone calls. And what that means is they have to figure out a way to make back the money that they've spent building up the capacity of these networks. So what they've done is they've looked for ways to get people to use their phones for reasons other than make phone calls. One thing that's become very popular is the sending of short text messages. It's taken off like a sort of great big fad among teenagers, especially in Europe and Japan. And I think buoyed by that, they have the cellular phone industry, in conjunction with the cell phone manufacturers, have decided that letting them take pictures with their phones is going to prove very, very popular, or at least they hope so.
Well, how are people using camera phones? What are they doing with these things?
As the service in the early stages has been a little expensive, most of the early adopters have been businesses. It's been everyone from insurance agents who are out on the scenes of accidents who want to take a picture and send it back to their office quickly, realtors who have taken pictures of houses for potential clients. But we're starting to see a few uses where consumers will go into a store, take a picture of, honey, what do you think of this shirt, send it back home, and kind of try to make a quick buying decision. There's also a group of people who last October on Halloween came up with what I thought was an ingenious use of these camera phones. They embarked through the leadership of one person on a photo scavenger hunt where they went around during the day on Halloween day to look for a long list of items, and every item that they could take a picture of and send back to one person who was collecting all the pictures would earn them points. They were looking for everything: cats in a costume, dogs in a costume, famous people's gravestone. There was even a bounty for a picture of Elvis, and a lot of fun. You can just imagine how this sort of thing can also become a toy, but a toy that sort of unites people. The interesting thing about this contest was that the team members were not in the same geographic location. They were distributed throughout the country, and it really brought a sort of a whole new take on something like a scavenger hunt.
What's ahead?
Well, there's really no end to the things that cell phone manufacturers will look to put onto the cell phone, will look to add to its capability. Samsung recently released in South Korea a cell phone that lets users watch television, which is truly remarkable if you think about it. They also have phones in the works that will function as camcorders and let callers, let users download music that they can listen to. So they're really experimenting with everything, looking to see what consumers, what callers are going to be most interested in.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for talking with us.